Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about an impressive interview. And before we do that, I always like to describe my surroundings, give you a picture of where I'm at right now. So it is early in the morning. It's about 6 a.m. I've just finished a walk slash run because I'm trying to be more active in life. I don't know if I necessarily want to call it being healthy because that's a different definition in my mind, but I want to be more active. So I took the dogs out for a walk slash run. And got, you know, a few hundred yards running in, which was good for me, and had to pull the beagle the whole way. The beagle was not exactly excited about making it a run. Now, I'm currently recording this in the closet of my daughter, yes. So I have two daughters, actually. The oldest one just got her wisdom teeth out. That's Eliza. You've heard her before. And you've also heard Michael, right? She's our youngest. And Michael decided that she would stay downstairs with her sister, who's sleeping on the couch after just having her wisdom teeth out. One of those kind of bonding opportunities. I don't think it really makes too much of a difference, you know, one way or the other. And if it's what those sisters wanted to do, then hey, have at it and let them. So that leaves me with, a late, long day yesterday, wanting to record an episode and get it out there for everybody. And so I decided to go for my walk slash run, prioritize my health first, and then come upstairs and be able to record. This closet's a little different. It doesn't have as many clothes. I mean, a 10-year-old girl is not as large as a 42-year-old man. And so therefore, you know, there's less sound absorbing stuff. I'm not sure if the audio quality will be up to Joe Resington's standard, right? Joe is the editor for a lot of the, Joe and Drew are the editors for a lot of the Jupiter Broadcasting podcasts, which I do enjoy listening to. They're more tech-oriented. For those of you looking for tech-oriented podcasts, those are great ones to listen to. We're going to talk about another podcast today, actually, though, and that's the subject of this. So one of the things that you guys have all embraced is new medium, right, in different forms. And podcasting really isn't that new of a medium. It's been around for over a decade. And it's essentially nothing more than a different time slot, format, and formula for a lot of the talk radio that's been around for years. I mean, we've seen, whether you agree with his politics or not, you've got to admit that Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and, you know, Sean Hannity and those guys have really made a successful business out of talking politics. And so that format and formula works really well in one space, but it also translates really well. It's a lot easier to share your voice here and now on the internet. And podcasting is this wonderful thing. The first podcast I ever started, because I didn't have the ability to record good MP3 files, was actually for a singer who had released her songs as MP3s. And I just decided to tie them all together using a podcast because then I could listen to them on my iPod at the time. Now that our devices have gotten a lot smaller, that would be a really ineffective way to share that artist's library, unless it was part of a format that included some sort of voice and whatnot. Now, one of the things that's been around for a long time, right, is Reason as a magazine. Reason is an institution. So the Reason Foundation, I think is what it's called, produces a lot of digital media, and they produce a lot of print media, at least back in the day they did. It started off as a magazine and then has converted over to a website and has, you know, a couple of really neat podcasts to listen to. And one of the people who works for Reason is a man by the name of Nick Gillespie. Nick Gillespie and Matt Welch, one of the other guys who works over at Reason, have created the most positive political book I have ever read. You know, at one point in time, I was really into politics. I was on the tail end of that. I was on the execution end of whatever the government decided to do. I was in the army wearing uniform. And so I would study what our government was doing and how it operated and how the political spectrum worked. And I read a lot of books that were terribly negative. I mean, Ann Coulter Mark Levin had a lot of things that were in there, and I never felt happier after reading those books. And then I read a book by Matt Welch and Nick Gillespie called The Declaration of Independence, D-E-N-T-S, independence, as an independent people, independent thought, independent thinking, independent who you are. And I had already come to the conclusion that, you know, in the Army, I was in a position of authority. I was a sergeant for a while, and I was an officer as well. And I had come to the conclusion I could never make somebody do a push-up. I couldn't do it because I cannot physically tell, you know, the muscles in the body to contract in the right way to form a push-up. I could tell a soldier to do a push-up and then they would choose to get down on the front running rest position, move, and they would go ahead and they would start doing their push-ups, right? But I couldn't make them do it. And what I found in Nick Gillespie and Matt Watchell's book is the idea that all of us are independent individuals and how we work together and how the government plays a role in that in a way that really is positive. I never knew that Jimmy Carter should be one of my heroes. And it was so amazing. And what these guys did is they gave credit where credit was due and they criticized where criticism was warranted. And they did it in a very polite way. I walked away finishing that book and just felt like it was awesome. And you know, I started following Nick Gillespie and Matt Welch on, you know, Twitter, other formats, and reading their work over at Reason.com. And so most of my news comes from the filter of Reason. And the reason being is because it generally tends to be critical of things that we should be critical about and positive about things that are positive. Not everything is bad about Trump. His deregulation policies are good. And I don't mean to saturate this with politics, but what I want to do is, you know, if we were talking to people in person, and we were friends with them in person, we would probably highlight the positive things that they do and that they add because we want to maintain that friendship. But we don't do that online so much. We don't, as a society, I'm sure this audience is really good at that wherever they are and being the same person they are in person as we are elsewhere in society. But as general, the impression is that we don't do that as a society. We're more critical online where we don't have those relationships. And I found that the reporting from Reason is really more attuned to seeing the world and the good that's in it. And so Nick Gillespie wears a leather jacket, interviews some amazing people, and I get to listen to him. And he's got a podcast out now called The Reason Interview. And I'm going to recommend that instead of subscribing to this podcast for this episode, I'm going to recommend that you guys subscribe to that one. And in particular, I want you to listen to an interview, right, with Molly Jongfast. I think that's how you pronounce it. Nick pronounced it wrong like six times and he got it right at the end. I think I've got it right too. But Molly Jongfast is an entirely different political perspective than Nick Gillespie. I mean, the two of them, you know, are on opposite ends around a lot of different things. And normally, if you were watching some of the traditional media, if you were watching this on the news, it would be a battle royale. We're going to have this person debate that person. And instead, in that podcast format, you're listening to two friends who disagree, who can articulate and share their ideas. It is the most respectful, you know, interview, disagreement, conversation by people of polar opposites I've ever listened to. I've never listened to anybody who are more polar opposites be able to have a conversation. And you just find yourself smiling, like you're watching friends, you know, talk about how they're different, but they still care about one another. And one of the neat things about both of these people is they are extremely articulate. They are very good at having formulated their ideas and being able to share them. They're thoughtful about it, right? They're not perfect, but they're very thoughtful about it and the way that they share it. So you end up walking away saying, huh, we really can disagree. You know, the idea of one party or another party really just doesn't seem to fit when you meet people, at least in the online space and especially through that podcast. When you meet people like Nick Gillespie and Molly Jongfast, they don't fit into a box. You know, they fit into the box of being who they are. And when I recognize them for that, man, I can agree with them on a lot of things. Molly and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of what the government's role is, but we could totally have that conversation because of the type of person that she is. She is willing to get past that layer of group identity and down to the individual identity. And so is Nick. And it's so refreshing to do that. And you know, I don't know if there's a great grand lesson in this podcast. I like to look at my life and pull different things out of it and be able to think that there's a grand lesson in all of the experiences. I don't know how to articulate the one from here without it sounding so cliche. I just really appreciated listening to that podcast this morning while I was out walking the dogs. And I want to share that. I want other people to know that they can disagree with others. And here's a great example of really polar opposites around really passionate subjects that you can use as a reference in your life to realize like, huh, it can really be okay if the other person and I don't see eye to eye. You know, and I always like the directional thing. I gotta do this with my boss at work, right? He and I do not always agree. And we've just learned that that's fine. We balance each other out as part of our team, right? And one of the things that's good, though, is we directionally agree. We don't always agree on the details. So we work on directionally agreeing and then work out the details together. And it works really positive. And maybe that's a way you can bring this into your life, right? Other than just the podcast, is look to be directionally oriented with people, recognize that for what it was, and then work out the details together. I imagine that if I put Nick Gillespie and Molly Jongfast in a room, you know, together and lock them in, I'd love to record it too. But if I lock them in a room, you know, for 5 hours a day, right, and ask them to solve or come up with solutions for XYZ problem, not only would they be able to come up with something they were directly aligned on, which is so amazing, right, but they'd also come up with different aspects of it that would help explain it to other people. And I really, oh my goodness, the example was incredible. So I've got to share it with you guys today. And I'll tag Nick and Molly on this when I post it on Twitter. And I hope they recognize this is a very, very small, very humble podcast. I do like creating it. I've learned a lot from creating it. And I hope that the folks who do listen regularly, because there are a few of you guys out there now, the folks who do listen regularly appreciate it too. It's been a lot of fun to create. It's been a lot of fun to share my thoughts. So let's wrap this up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with somebody you know. Absolutely serious about that. And they usually have a cliche about subscribing and I tell you, go to parkingthought.com. Not going to do it this time. Go subscribe to The Reason Interview. Do not subscribe to this podcast, right? For today, go to subscribe to The Reason Interview and look up whatever Molly Jongfast is writing these days. I think you'll have a better time with it. And somebody will share another episode in the future of this podcast with you and I'll plug it then, right? In the meantime, go take a listen to that interview. The link is in the show notes below. I'm telling you, it's 30 minutes of your time. You're never going to regret spending. Right? Make it quiet, do it on the commute, listen to it, understand that it really is, there are these amazing people out there in the space that you might not be aware of. And these two guys are just absolutely great. All right. So then I usually finish off the episode by saying that we're also on the YouTube, the Spotify. Yep. Again, ignore all that. Go to reason.com. And then finally, I finish every episode by asking people to remember, in a world where you can literally choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful? So thank you, Molly. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Matt Welch, for really adding a lot of value to my life and showing me examples of how to work with folks. I am very grateful for that, and I'm going to choose to be grateful, and I appreciate the value you've added in my goals. So thank you all very much, and that's it for this episode. So I just finished recording this episode, and I do realize that I need to jump in at some point in my audio file and warn you that the interview that I'm recommending that you go listen to has a great deal of profanity. Now, my perspective on profanity is that I view it as a sign of honesty, which is why I don't mind recommending this. However, if by any chance my parents have now subscribed to my podcast and they hear me recommending this, they might think, oh my goodness, I've run off the rails. It's not the case. I promise Mom and Dad I'm doing good. I just personally view profanity differently after 20 years in the military. I don't choose to use it, but I don't mind if other people do, because again, I view it as a sign of honesty. So a warning, if you're going to listen to that episode, there is profanity in there. Again, if you view it as a sign of honesty, I think it's a tremendous interview. And thank you guys for letting me share. Bye.